I don't care if I, like some of the soldiers, in the army of the Lord, like James, the Lord's John brother, James, he died, Stephen died, they stoned him to death. In a case like that, you can't lose. Either way, I win. Hallelujah. And some, it had happened to some like that. But here's what I want you to understand this morning. We're here in this earth, call of God, to carry out this assignment, this glorious gospel. And Satan trying to get you sick, lazy, withdrawn, depressed, oppressed, confused, burdened down, unconcerned, not focused. When those guys died, they were doing something. Let me see, can I see anybody out there? But I'm not talking about just sitting down. That's what he wants to do. But you have a covenant that demons can't come and trouble your household, steal your money, steal your health, steal your children. While you living for God, we just need to get downright, just get downright mad and upset and vicious. You are not stealing my children. You're not stealing my grandchildren. You thief, you're not gonna have. You may have started out and didn't know Jesus. Come on. I say you may have started out with a family, you didn't even know Jesus. Come on. Y'all gonna talk to me this morning? You may have started out that way, but now you know him. I said, now you know him. And we rise up and we take back and say, no, you don't. Who you think you are? You're not stealing my children. You're not stealing my grandchildren. I don't care what happened, but now I know Jesus. I'm on the Lord's side. Christ lives in me, and I'm bringing everything that's mine with me. So when we take the Lord's Supper, we are remembering Christ's life, his suffering, his death, his burial, and his resurrection, and what was accomplished. So when we eat this, we're eating this as a sign. Now listen to me. When you got baptized in water, that water didn't save you. If you wasn't saved before you got baptized, you know what happened to you after you got baptized? You went in that water, a dry sinner, and you came up out of that water a wet sinner. Because the water do not save you. But is it right to be baptized? Yeah, because it's representing something for me. I died to the world. I will bear it. Then I will raise to a new life. That's what water baptism represents. Taking the Lord's Supper represents. Blood had been shed for my sin. And blood washed them away. And they are gone forever. And God is so good, he reminded me. He said, not only did I wash your sins away, but I put a promise in there in my word to let you know when you did miss it again, I got the blood still there to get rid of that too. He said, here's the condition. If you will confess that you were wrong, I'll forgive you and cleanse you from that sin. Not only will I cleanse you from that one, I'll cleanse you from the one you don't know you missed and you committed. So when we recognize this, when we take the Lord's Supper, my body belongs to the Lord. My spirit is washed in the blood. And so sin will not rule me. I'm going to be a true worshiper of God, a true follower, a follower of Christ. Hallelujah. So Paul said this. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Listen to what he said. For I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you. Now see, Paul wasn't there when Jesus told those disciples with desire have desired to eat this meal with you and suffer. Now Paul wasn't there. And you gotta remember also, that these apostles and Paul, because he wrote a lot of the New Testament, they didn't have this in writing. So he said, for I have received of the Lord. That's why the Lord had to write it down, because he received it by revelation. All right, you ready? I received of the Lord that which I also deliver unto you. And the passion reads like this. I've handed down to you what came to me as a direct revelation. I'm handing down. Isn't that good? I'm handing down to you what came to me by direct revelation from the Lord himself. Now listen what the Lord himself said. Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. What you mean, do in remembrance of me? That my body was broken. How many lashes? 39. He was beaten beyond recognition. Why did he take all of that? Just to let somebody beat him up? That was for your healing. Your healing been paid for. If something been paid for, why do we keep on wanna carry something? You know, I come over, you have your car and you making monthly notes, which is fine, but I come over graciously and pay it off and make sure you get the title to it. And the company you bought it from send you a bill. What would be your response? Okay, I guess I got to pay it. Would that be your response? Oh, you pull that title out and say, hey, it's a lock, stock, and barrel here. I ain't giving you a dime because I don't owe you anything. Why can't we get that tough with the devil? Why we want to wrap him up and take him to bed and pet him? I want somebody else to come over and join us. You know, how you feeling? I don't feel too good. And then the other person in the end with you, both of y'all, that petting the devil. Y'all need to get some Shambach in you. Ha 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 ha. Maybe I need to play one of his sermons. You think about it. I'm going to read it again because I'm close to the end right now. I'm close. I'm closer than I was a few minutes ago. Glory. He said what?